Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte. Oh, no. Don't remind us about the tax man. Hi, Paul.
Good morning. Yes, unfortunately, it is that time of the year when taxes are due. So that's one of the things that everybody's worried about is higher taxes. But today we're getting the information on CPI and higher prices across the board. The expectation is that today's print, whatever it is, and it may be as high as 8%, is going to be the peak of inflation, and maybe we start to see inflation rates at least taper off from here.
The lockdowns in China, how is that affecting markets?
It's having some impact on the financial markets, not a lot. Where it is having a huge impact is on overall demand for goods, because China produces a ton of stuff that gets sent out around the world. And with the various lockdowns that they have, they're not producing as much, and that is adding to some of the inflationary pressures that we're seeing.
And then you've got the war in Ukraine and the Federal Reserve's plans to tighten monetary policy. What's your take on all that?
You know, what's interesting is the war in Ukraine, obviously still going on, still a big issue, but you're seeing at least some of the news items. It has moved down from the top of the first page down to maybe the bottom of the first page or even the second page. You're not seeing it as much in the news anymore. The Fed is from the financial perspective, very much in the news. How much are they going to raise rates? If we get a very high CPI number above expectations this morning, you could see a half to maybe even three quarters of a percentage point rate increase at their May meeting. If it comes in a little bit below expectations, I think the market will be very happy with that. And then I think it's going to be status quo from the perspective that the Fed will raise rates 25 basis points going forward and so on from there. What's interesting is the inflation numbers that we're going to report this morning will probably be as high as we saw back in the early 80s. Interest rates at that period of time were 10%, not 2.5 to 3. So there's a huge difference between interest rates and inflation today versus what we saw back in the 80s.
We're hearing a lot about creeping interest rates impacting mortgages right now. How will that affect the financial situation as a whole?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we're seeing is the housing market is just starting to cool a little bit. Mortgage rates have ticked up above or at 5%. So they've seen a big jump in where we were below 3 for a while. So where that has an impact is people don't buy a house based on price. They buy it based on their payment. So for a $300,000 house, when interest rates were at 3, you have a certain level of payment. Now that they're at 5, that's a much higher payment and may not be affordable for somebody buying a house. We'll see that start to come off over the next probably 6 months to maybe as much as 18 months. It's going to take that long to really kind of cool the housing market.
We're moving into the big company earnings reporting season. What are you forecasting, Paul?
I try not to forecast earnings. It's just too difficult. But what we're looking at is company comments. We're looking at what are they talking about when it comes to inflation? What are they talking about when it comes to hiring people? And are they able to get their price increases through? So are companies raising their prices to the consumer by how much? And so where that translates in is margins. How much of the revenue that I generate do I get to keep? And with higher inflation, higher wages, et cetera, that may hamper companies' ability to keep more money of the revenue that they're earning. And so those comments going forward, or their forward look, is going to be one of the things that we're going to be keeping a close eye on.
I know you think it's going to be very tough for stocks to sustain any kind of a long-term rally, right?
I do. We've got a lot of headwinds at this point. The Fed is trying to slow the economy, slow down inflation. And normally when the Fed gets to work doing that, they do a good job, but something is going to break. And usually that's the economy. It's just difficult to be pinpoint precision when you have a very blunt instrument like interest rates. So we think that over the next 6 months, maybe a year to 2 years, we're going to wind up in a recession. We could see the equity markets taken on the chin. It's not precise. It's not that it's going to start next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, but over the next 6 months to a year and a half or so, we think the equity markets could be lower than where they are today.
Are you surprised stocks have been holding up as well as they have been?
Yeah, I am, because you look at everything that we've just talked about, Ukraine, higher interest rates, higher inflation, all of those things. If I were to tell you at the beginning of the year we're going to be faced with that in the first quarter, you would have said, oh, the market's probably going to be down anywhere between 10 and 20%. We're 5%, 6% off of all-time highs. So the markets have really taken it in stride here, the expectation being that corporate earnings are going to be very strong, and that's going to keep a support under stock prices.
Kingsview Wealth Financial Advisor Paul Nolte, and a reminder that you contact your tax accountant at your own risk for the next few days. If you call him up or want to see him or her,
we'll
beware.
We'll be waiting by the mailbox on the 15th to drop it in at the last possible minute.
Talk to you next Tuesday. Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Thanks.